Listening, Unit 9, page 72, B.
You will hear two people talking about the Damien Hirst exhibition at Tate Modern in London. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, C or D.
Have you been to the Damien Hirst exhibition at the Tate yet?
Yes, I went last week. I thought it was extraordinary.
Really? You did? Well, I'm not sure what to think. Actually, I'm not convinced the Tate should have put this exhibition on.
But surely he's one of the most influential and original artists alive today.
Hmm, maybe.
His work is so courageous and he really makes you think in a way that few other artists do.
Well, I agree that as a conceptual artist, he does have something to say. But I can't say I actually like his pieces. Where is the beauty?
Oh, I think there is plenty of beauty. His butterfly room is stunning, you know, and calling it In and Out of Love is so clever, too. It's such a brilliant way of describing the fleeting nature of love. I think it's sheer genius.
And in the meantime, thousands of butterflies have died on the floor of the Tate Museum. It's very cruel, I think, to keep butterflies in a white room without windows.
No, no, that's not the point at all.
Well, what is the point?
It's about love, the beauty of love and its fragility. I know there's been a lot of controversy about Hirst butterflies, but in fact, he had an expert working for him who made sure they had the right living conditions and food and everything. They didn't suffer at all, you know.
That might well be the case, but these poor creatures never got to see a garden or a flower or feel fresh air. It's horrible, really.
I don't think you can really say that. They were warm and safe and had plenty of food.
If you say so. But that business of getting an expert in is typical, too. You do realise, don't you, that Damien Hirst doesn't actually make any of his own works. He just has the idea, and then someone else does all the hard work. And then people pay him tons of money for them. It's ridiculous.
I don't think so at all. There has always been a tradition of great artists having assistants, from Leonardo da Vinci to Andy Warhol with his factory.
I'm sorry, but that's absurd. How can you compare them? Well, maybe you can compare him to Andy Warhol, but Leonardo?
Well, okay, maybe not Leonardo, but still you've got to admit there is something brilliant about Hirst. His ideas might be simple, but nobody else has had them in quite the same way.
Well, he's certainly made a fortune out of them. He is Britain's richest artist, after all.
Good for him. But you have to admit there is no one like him. He is unique.
Hmm.
Well, what about his diamond skull, then? Not only is it stunningly beautiful, but it has so much to say about our world.
Why? Surely it's just a skull covered in priceless diamonds. Where's the skill in that?
Come on, you know there's much more going on than that. You've got to put it in a historical context too. It's memento mori art, an object that is supposed to remind you of your own mortality. It's something artists have been doing for centuries, and Hirst is doing just that. But by adding millions of pounds worth of diamonds, he's saying much more than you initially might think. In fact, you could say it embodies the spirit of our age.
Well, if you say so. I still thought the exhibition was quite unappealing, really. And don't get me started on his sharks in formaldehyde or his spot paintings, none of which he actually painted.
OK, I can see I'm not going to change your mind.